Psalms 139, verse 1 to 10. Lord, you have examined me and you know me. You know everything I do. From far away, you understand all my thoughts. You see me whether I am walking or resting. You know all my actions. Even before I speak, you already know what I will say. You are all around me on every side. You protect me with your power. Your knowledge of me is too deep. It is beyond my understanding. Where could I go to escape from you? Where could I get away from your presence? If I went up to heaven, you would be there. If I lay down in the world of the dead, you would be there. If I flew away beyond the east or lived in the farthest place in the west, you would be there to lead me. You would be there to help me.
1 John 3:1-3. See how much the Father has loved us. His love is so great that
we are called God's child, and so in fact we are. This is why the world does not know us. It has not known God. My dear friends, we are now God's children, but it is not yet clear what we shall become. But we know that where Christ appears, we shall like him because we shall see him as he really is. Everyone who has this hope in Christ keeps himself pure, just as Christ is pure.
Thank you so much. So who likes collecting things? I don't know what sort of things you like collecting. Maybe it's teddy bears or stamps. And I'm sure the older ones of you might collect, silly ties. I don't know. Maybe it's sort of little figurines, China figurines. So you're saying, what would you like to collect? Models. So lots of us collect models. Yep, what do you collect? Bottle caps. All right, okay. So lots of interesting things. I like collecting things as well. One of the things I really do like collecting are rocks. Now, a lot of you who know me are bored. You've seen my rock collection, so I won't show you that this today. But another time, I promise. There will be another time. One of the things I do like collecting, as well as rocks, are elephants. Now, I haven't got a real one because my garden's not big enough, which is a real shame because that really would be impressive, wouldn't it, to bring out an elephant. But I've got lots of elephants with me here. Got a little one there, and a little bit larger one there, and another small one, and a slightly bigger one. And this is a stone one. That's quite a smart one. I like that one. And actually, this is one of my favourite ones. This is a stone one. Unfortunately, he's only got one tusk. I'm not quite sure what happened to the other tusk, but they're getting bigger. And then there's this one. What else? They're all different. And then there's this one. Are you ready? I shouldn't be carrying too much. And there's that one. And I said I'd be very, very careful. And there's some little... Can you see these ones? The little tiny ones, little Swarovski elephants. Now they're all different, aren't they? Some are big. Some are quite small. I think some are African elephants. I think this one is. Some are Indian elephants. Some are made of stone. Some are made of wood. I think this one's plastic. Those ones are from Swarovski crystal. They're all different, aren't they? And just like us, they're different. Some of us are small. Some of us may be a little bit taller. Some of us may be good at different things. God has made us all very different. Maybe you're good at maths. Maybe you're good at writing. Maybe you're good at dancing. Maybe you're good at football. Maybe you're good at singing. Maybe you're good at music. God has given each one of us different gifts. And even though sometimes there's triplets within the church, and we have twins within the church, and brothers and sisters, but even if you're a triplet or you're a twin, you're still very much unique. You are special to God, and you have your own particular gifts and abilities. And it reminds me, remember Leslie Ann shared with us last week, the talent tree, you see on the baptistry, with all the different talents that our young people have. thing is, God cares for each one of us. He's made us good at different things. What we're to do is to be the very best that we can be for God with the abilities that he has given us. He has given us, whoever we are, wherever we are, however old we are, we're to thank God for making me, me. If you look around each other, we're all different. We've come from, maybe some of us have been born in different countries. We speak different languages, some of us. But God has made each one of us very, very special. Now, the Queen is probably the most famous person in the world. And maybe yesterday we were able to celebrate with our neighbours with a street party. I don't know whether you were able to have something similar or you've got other things planned to celebrate her platinum jubilee year. She's been Queen now for 70 years. 70 years, wow. I thought I was old, but 70 years, goodness me. Now, no matter what your thoughts are about the royal family, I think that we can all admire her Christian faith, her Christian commitment, and that life of service that she's led. And in a statement she made just recently to celebrate the 70 years, she said she renewed a pledge that she made in 1947, before I think most of us were born, that her whole life will always be devoted to your service. And she signed the statement, "Your servant, the Queen." Perhaps one of the most famous people in the world signed the letter, "Your servant." Now, as royalty, you know, the Queen is very special. And again, maybe you saw on television on Friday the service, which was a real celebration of her life, but also it had a very strong Christian message. I was actually quite amazed how strong that Christian message was. And we were left with a challenge to everybody. Will you also follow the Queen's faith by following Jesus Christ? That was the challenge that came out of that service. And I'm sure she was delighted that Jesus was talked about so clearly and the challenge was sent out to us all. Just as the Queen is very special, you and me and all of us are also very special. We've talked about it earlier. In fact, God says, because of what Jesus has done, he has made you righteous and holy, and you're chosen, and you're blameless, and you're spotless. In fact, in Revelations, he says, you are royal. You are royalty. So just like the Queen, you, each one of us, we're royalty. God says each one of us is that special. In recognition of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, Hope Together and partners commissioned a Jubilee anthem that thanks God for Her Majesty the Queen, and it's written by Graham Kendrick, by Mal Pope, and the band Rend Collective. So I thought it'd be nice for us to actually have that played this morning. It's sung by a number of different choirs from across the Commonwealth.
In this glorious year of the Jubilee, we give thanks for Her Majesty. In honor of the faithful hearts who chose to serve and to play her part. Many nations have gathered here, from the mountain heights let the song ring free, celebrating the answer call, with prayer and sacred awe. Rise up and serve.
If you enjoyed that song, I'm sure you can look it up on YouTube on the Platinum Jubilee Anthem. There's been a number of announcements recently at this church about the arrival of new babies. And I thought, just to make sure, here is our latest. Now, all babies are cute, aren't they? Especially if they're related to you. And even more amazing is that God uses this analogy for his love for us. You and me and each one of us, we're a child of God. Isn't that amazing? Now, knowing that you're a deeply loved child of God should have a big impact on your life. But just like cute little babies, time marches on and we grow up. And the reality of the world begins to hit us. Even after maybe just a couple of days, you realize who your grandpa is. But seriously, life as we get older knocks us about a bit, doesn't it? Life can disappoint us. It can sadden us. It can batter and bruise us a bit. So much so that when we get asked, how you doing? How you feeling? We don't often respond with, I'm really loved. I'm a child of God. And God thinks I'm incredibly special. I haven't had that reaction just recently. But we tend to respond with, yeah, okay, I guess. I'm fine. And that fine maybe mean feeling inadequate, needing encouragement. But it's okay, because God knows all about us. He says in Psalm 139, we had it read to us, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar. God knows exactly how we're feeling, so we can be real with God. We can be real with him. The Psalms and Lamentations, they describe real life. And it's an important reminder that life often is not easy. We look around at things that are going on in the world, aren't they? And maybe some of these things make us sad. They make us angry. Maybe it's the war in the Ukraine. It's the refugee crisis. It's the impact of climate change that's happening. It's the poverty that we see. Maybe it's our family situation, which isn't perhaps as we'd want it to be. And maybe some of people and people you know are suffering from poor health. The reality is that we're not always going to be feeling great. And the Psalms especially show us that life is not always as we would want it to be. There's a book that I've read recently called It's Okay to Not Be Okay. It was written by a Filipino pastor, and he was sort of saying and reflecting on the Lamentations and the Psalms. And he was saying, it's okay to be down. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to struggle. It's okay to weep. It's also okay to question God. And it's okay to fail. The important thing is that God wants us to be real. He wants us to be real with him, to tell it as it is, to express our hurts and our confusion, our doubt and our pain. See, God can take it. We don't have to pretend when we come before God. He can take our doubts and our fears and our sadness and our confusion and our worries. Now, some people may consider this lament a bit, maybe a sign of a slightly weak faith. And perhaps I was guilty of feeling that way before. But actually, as I thought about it, the lament is actually a sign of our faith. It's an act of faith. We lament because we believe that there's somebody who's listening to us. So are you wounded? Are you feeling tired? Are you feeling lonely? Are you feeling sad and bruised? Do you feel like crying? Well, God is listening. And God can feel what you feel. Because God understands. It's okay to not be okay. See, God knows the truth about me. And so I don't have to pretend. And he still loves me. We may be not as quite, we may not be quite as cute as a little baby. But no matter how we're feeling, we're still a child of God. And God tells us that each one of you are very special, no matter how you're feeling. I'm trying to illustrate about God's love. And there's a story told about Charles Spurgeon. He's a well-known evangelist. And he was walking with a friend, and they're walking in the countryside, and they saw a barn, and he noticed a weather vane on the top of the barn. And on the top of the weather vane, it said, God is love. And Charles Spurgeon said to his friend, you know, weather vanes are changeable, but God's love is constant. That's not really a very good message. But then the guy who he is with said to him, I don't agree with you, Charles. He said, you misunderstand the meaning. The sign is indicating a truth. And unfortunately, maybe you can't see it hidden behind the flowers, but if you look over this side, regardless of which way the wind blows, God is love. The wind will blow in different directions, but God's love is still the same. And there's plenty to affirm and encourage us in the Psalms. Again, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. We're told the amazing fact that we are God's artwork. In fact, we're the masterpiece of his creation. We heard a little bit about that last week, didn't we? About we are very good. So how do you feel about that? Surely not me. For we often don't feel like we are God's masterpiece, do we? And I think that's because we know ourselves. Now, we know that we can never earn God's love. That's love. His love is unconditional. It's not what we've done. It's by grace alone. I'm reminded about that in Ephesians 2, about from 8 and 9, about grace. But it's by grace you've been saved through faith. And it's not from yourself. It's the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And somebody called Donald Barnhouse tried to describe it like this, about love and grace. Love that goes upwards is worship. Love that goes outwards is affection. But love that stoops is grace. That's when Jesus and God stoops for each one of us. Maybe it's because this love is unconditional and because this love is limitless that a number of us find it so very difficult to fully accept. We haven't seen love like this before. But he loves us, no matter what we do. And Rob Parsons, I think probably a number of you have heard of Rob Parsons. He leads Care for the Family. He's written a number of really excellent books. But he puts it like this. He said, God is for you. He's for you when you succeed and when you fail. He's for you when your heart is filled with certainty and your head is filled with doubt. He's for you when you share your faith with thousands and when you deny him. God is for you. God is on your side. Jesus loves you more than you know, with a perfect love, with the love that the Father showed to him. No matter what you're like, Jesus loves you. Jesus is for you. God knows the truth about me, and yet he still loves me. God knows us, yet he still loves us. So we're saved and we're forgiven, we're a new creation, we're adopted into God's family, and we're loved unconditionally. It's not based on my changing emotions, but it's on his unchanging word. You don't have to prove yourself to God, because you are special. And I've invited Sally just to come and read a poem about God's love to us called Father Love.
My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I'm familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered, for you are made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being, for you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and it's my desire to lavish my love on you simply because you are my child and I am your father. Because I love you with an everlasting love and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. Delight in me and I will give you the desires of my heart. Sorry, your heart. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine. For I am your greatest encourager. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are broken-hearted, I am close to you. One day I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I will take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your Father, and I love you even as I love my Son, Jesus. For in Jesus my love for you is revealed. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you, and nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home, and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father, and will always be Father. My question is, will you be my child? I'm waiting for you. Love your dad, Almighty God.
Thank you, Sally. Again, that poem, just with words of scripture, each line comes from the Bible. So in conclusion, how are you doing? We're not always going to be feeling great, and we're going to go through some difficult times, and we're in no way immune from difficulties and from trials. But the good news is that whatever you're going through, God still loves you more than you know. You're special. You're special today. You'll be special tomorrow. You'll be special the next day and the days and years after that. You're special 24/7. So perhaps let us therefore today enjoy the privileges of grace as God's adopted children. We are his children, that we have a future which is certain, which is unshakable. We can have a confident hope because God has said to you and to me that we're special. Jesus sees us for our potential, not as we are, but as clean and comfortable in God's presence, just as the picture of the baby in a parent's arms. Now, I can't see any tiny babies here this morning. I did see Katie's little one. I think she's just gone out. But maybe go back to that image of a tiny little baby, comfortable and content in their mother's or father's arms. Perhaps that talks to us and can remind us once again that God wants to hold us close to him. So how are you feeling? No matter what you're feeling, what it is that you're going through right now, and for many of you, I know that things are difficult and not easy at all. But perhaps God simply wants to say to you and wants you and encourages you to snuggle up close to him so that he can reassure you and show you once again that he loves you so very, very much because you are special to God because he loves you. Amen.